This morning, let's look at Luke chapter 15.
讲到有一个父亲，他有两个儿子。
It talks about a father who has two sons.
一个是大儿子，一个是小儿子。
One an older son and a younger son.
圣经先记载小儿子。
The scripture first talks about the young son.
这个小儿子呢，他有一天离开家里了。
This younger son left the home one day.
突然好多年以后他回来了。
But then after many years he returned.
他回来的时候是破落不堪。
When he returned, he was very poor.
父亲看见他就抱着他。
The father, when he saw the younger son, embraced him.
所以在家中就有一个很快乐的庆祝。
And at home, they have a joyous celebration.
所以这是前面一段讲到小儿子从远方回来。
And this was the first part that talks about the younger son came back from a distance. From the distant land.
那全家就充满了欢喜快乐。
And the whole household was filled with joy.
接下去他就记载小大儿子。
And next, the scripture talks about the older son.
这是我们今天要来看的。
And we want to look at that today.
当小儿子回来的时候,
When the younger son came home,
哇，全家欢喜。
Joy filled the entire house.
圣经记载说他们在那歌唱。
The scripture said they sang.
他们在那里跳舞。
They danced.
他们在那里吃喝。
And they were eating and drinking.
那在这个家里面就少了一个人。
But in this house, they were missing a person.
那一个人就是大儿子。
And this person was the older son.
大儿子在哪里呢？
Where was the older son?
圣经里面记载说，大儿子在田里面。
And the Bible tells us that the older son was in the field.
在田里做什么？做工。
What was he doing in the field? He was working.
所以后来他就回家了。 And
then he returned home.
圣经里面记载说，
And the Bible tells us that
他回来，
He returned.
但是，
But
离家不远，
But he was close to the home.
就是靠近家很近。
That's near close to the house.
然后他听见了一个声音。
And he heard a noise.
听见这个家跟平常不一样。
This house was different from before.
这个家的里面充满了欢笑。
And this house was filled with laughter.
充满了喜乐。
It's filled with joy.
还有歌唱的声音在弥漫着这个家庭。
And the voices singing was filled the house.
我们知道声音，我们在这边唱歌的时候，
You know, when we're singing here,
不是只有这屋子里面可以听到。
Not only you can hear it in this house.
如果你在屋子外面的话，
If you're outside this building,
假定你可以听到里面歌唱的声音，
If you can hear this voices singing,
这个声音大不大？
Is this voice very loud?
这个声音一定是很大的声音。
It must be a very loud voice.
如果这边我们唱的声音很小的话， 外面都不知道你们在做什么。
If we're singing quietly in here, then when you're outside, you don't know what's going on in here.
但是当他儿子回家，离家不远的时候， 他听见了歌唱的声音。
But when this older son, when he was close to home, he heard this singing voice.
叫了一个仆人来问他为什么。
So he called the servant and asked him what happened.
他说，因为你弟弟回来了。The
servant said, it's because your younger brother is home.
你的父亲被他宰了肥牛肚。And
your father has killed the fattened calf.
不知道为什么这个仆人就讲说，你的兄弟无债无病的回来，那就特别提了一个说，为他宰了一个肥牛肚。
don't know why this servant specially mentioned that his father killed this fattened calf.
当大儿子一听到的时候,
when the older brother heard this,
他说就生气,
he became angry.
就生气,
he was angry.
就不肯进去,
and he didn't want to go in.
弟兄姊妹,我们很多的时候,碰到一些的事情,对我们都不太容易,
brothers and sisters, there are sometimes when we face with something that it's not easy to touch us.
但是有一些的事情,
but other things,
如果能够触动你生气的话,
if it can make you become angry,
那一件事情, 是会把你里头的真情, 会把它显露出来。
This will allow you, this makes you show your real emotions.
如果我们把这一段的圣经好好读的话,
if you carefully read this passage,
我想这个肥牛犊这三个字啊, 好像一把剑啊, 刺在他的心灵里面。
This, the word, the fattened calf, is like a sword that pierced his heart.
触动了埋在他心坎深处那个以后的愤怒,
released the anger that was hidden in his heart.
怎么说呢?
How do we say this?
因为从以后的他讲的话里面,
from the words that the older brother said,
他说我只要有一只 山羊羔就可以,
I just wanted a young goat.
但是你却给小儿子肥牛犊,
but instead you gave the younger brother the fattened calf.
山羊羔和肥牛犊实在体积上是有一个很大的比例,
the young goat and a fattened calf, there's a big difference.
有一个东西他说很盼望从父亲里面得到的是个山羊羔但是他得不到,
he was willing to get a young goat from his father, but
但是有一个肥牛犊怎么样就触动了他心坎深处的不平,
but the fattened calf caused him to show his anger.
弟兄姊妹我们来看一看好吧来看一看这一位大儿子他为什么会生气,
brothers and sisters, let's look at this older son and see why is he angry.
我们一起来读啊,再把圣经读一下。
Let's read the passage again.
路加福音15章28节。
Luke chapter 15 verse 28到30节 to verse 30.
用我们这次读的时候,我们慢慢的读啊。
This time when we read it, let's read it slowly.
读了以后你早早看好吧早早看你想这个大儿子啊圣经里面记载这个大儿子他为什么会生气,
and while you're reading, search among the scriptures and see why this older brother was angry.
我们一起来念好吧中英文一起来念,
let's read Chinese and English together.
不需要太快啊,
do not read very quickly.
大儿子却生气不肯进去,他父亲就出来劝他,他对父亲说,我服侍你做多年,从来没有违背过你的命,你并没有给我一只山羊羔,叫我和朋友一同快乐,但你这个儿子和娼妓混进了你的产业。 他一来了,你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。好,我们圣经先读到这里。This
is where we'll finish reading the passage.
弟兄姊妹,当你读的时候,这个大儿子他在想什么?
When you're reading this passage, what is the older son thinking?
那圣经里面有一句话,我念给你们听。In
the Bible, there's a verse that says,
这节的圣经是记载在马太福音12章,
these verses are recorded in Matthew chapter 12.
是主耶稣说的话,
they are words of Lord Jesus.
心里面所充满的,
it's a, what is overflow out of your heart.
就这样说, 你心里面充满了, 就是你心里面想的是什么?
What's overflowing from your heart or what you're thinking in your heart? What is it?
他说你的口里头啊, 就说出来,
and the mouth will speak.
接下来就说, 善人从他心里所成的善,
and
就发出善来。
And following that, Jesus said, the good man brings good things out of the good stored up in him.
恶人从他心里所存的恶就发出恶来。
And the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in him.
主耶稣这一句话是说, 当你心里面藏着是什么?
And Jesus said, whatever is stored up in your heart,
平常的时候你看不出来。
Normally you don't see it.
但是当有一天有一个东西触动你的时候,
but one day when you're aggravated by something,
让你的口没有办法不说的时候,
and your mouth has only to speak,
藏在心里面的东西就会从口里面冒出来。
And what's in your heart will come out.
而这说出来的时候, 经常都是我们的真相。
And many times what comes out is our true self.
尤其是当你生气的时候,
especially when we are angry.
你不生气的话, 大概还客客气气。
And when we're not angry, maybe we're very polite.
当你生气的时候,
but when we are angry,
我们中文圣经把这个生气翻得很文雅。
And in Chinese, it's actually very, very, It's very polite.
那个这一句话呢，这个生气呢，在别的地方啊是另外一个翻译。
In other places, there's another translation.
那个翻译啊，就是说
，this other translation says,
大大的什么动怒
，and it said it's a rage.
所以这个生气啊，还不是一个平常的生气。
And this angry was just not a normal.
实在是一个里头怎么样啊？里头的东西爆发了出来。
It's like exploding from what's inside of you.
所以他的父亲就来劝他。
So the father came to plead with him.
他就把里头藏在他心里面的就说出来。
So he told his father what was stored up in his heart.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你从这一段话里，你觉得这个大儿子生气的原因是什么？
So from these words, why do you think that the older son was angry?
有没有人可以，你觉得生气的原因是什么？
So what do you think?
好，我们试着来看一下。他说，
Let's look together.
他说， 我服侍你这多年。
He said, I served you all these years.
他说在这一个许多的年日里面，
He said, in these many years,
也是小儿子离家出去的那些岁月里面。
And also the days when the younger son had left home.
所以他说这几年不是一个短的日子。
So all these years, it's not a very short time.
他说我服侍你。
He said, I served you.
弟兄们，这边的服侍是指的什么？像那个奴隶一样的来服侍，来做工。
The serving that he's talking about was like that of a slave.
所以这个大儿子啊，在做工的时候，在服侍他父亲的时候，他是像奴隶一样，他的心情来服侍。
So this older brother, when he was serving the, his father, was like serving as a slave.
他说从来没有违背过你的命令。
He said, I have never disobeyed your orders.
他实在是个好儿子。
He is a good son.
你并没有给我一只山羊羔。
He said, you have not given me even a young goat.
弟兄姊妹，你会不会觉得这句话很酸啊？
Do you feel this negative?
好酸哦.
And he was
他说, 我都听你的话.
He said, I listen to you.
我像奴隶一样的, 怎么样, 卖命的做工.
And I serve you like a slave.
但是, 得不到你一点点的欣赏.
But you did not give me any reward.
你都没有 给我一只山羊羔.
You did not even give me a young goat.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道, 他父亲分产业的时候, 他分了两倍两份.
You know, when his father give them the prepare the inheritance, he give them, there's two sets of inheritance.
但是他盼望从爸爸那边得到一个山羊羔.
He was hoping that he could at least get a young goat from his father.
要得到这个山羊羔要做什么?
What does he need a young goat for?
叫我和我的朋友一同快乐.
So that he can enjoy it with his friends.
弟兄姊妹, 前面一段是讲到说我有多好.
The first part talks about how good he was.
第二个说你不欣赏.
The second one was you didn't even think it was good.
那第三我想到的是我的朋友.
And then the next, I thought about my friends.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 这一位的大儿子心中没有父亲。
Brothers and sisters, this older brother in his heart, there is, his father was not there.
或者我这句话说, 父亲在他心中的地位不多。
Or maybe I should say his father's position in his heart is not.
因为他儿子想到的是朋友，不是父亲。
And he thought about his friends, but not his father.
现在不是大儿子酸啊, 是父亲的心啊酸。
Now it's not his his heart was being hurt, it's his father's heart being hurt.
下面说, 大你这个儿子,
and then he said, but this son of yours.
我不知道他讲话的时候他的语气是怎样。
I don't know what his tone of voice was like when he spoke.
你这个儿子,
he said, this son of yours.
他不承,他没有说, 我的弟弟回来了。
He didn't say it was my brother.
你的这个儿子啊,
he said, the son of yours.
我不知道,这个语气里面还说,还在那里责怪他的父亲。
I don't know if he has a tone of voice that was like accusing his father.
他说和娼妓吞进了你的产业。
He said squandered away your property with prostitutes.
我不知道他从哪里得到的消息。
I don't know where he got this information from.
因为弟弟出去以后就没有回来过。
His brother left and he didn't return.
都没有消息。
And there was no news.
但是他说他在外面怎么样跟娼妓吞进了你的产业。
And he said his brother had squandered the property with prostitutes.
我想这是按着常情来判断。
So he was just probably guessing.
但是也可能是他的猜测。
And it's possible that he was just guessing.
很多的时候我们想一个人是这个样子, 哎, 他大概就是这个样子。
Sometimes we think of a person that way and we think that they are like that.
他一来了,
when he came back,
啊, 他一回来了, 你就很高兴。
When he came back, you were very happy.
而且你有多高兴啊。
How happy was the father?
你的高兴怎么样啊, 把全家带进那个高潮里头去。
You're so happy that you brought the entire house in climax.
我就是不高兴。
But I am not happy.
最后他说什么? 他说你为他宰了肥牛犊啊。
And you killed the fatten calf for him.
他实在说这个弟弟没有什么好嘛，你为什么为他做的那么好？
This brother, he is not good. Why are you giving him the best?
所以他好不高兴。
So he was very unhappy.
弟兄姊妹，这个大儿子他生气的原因。
Brothers and sisters, this reason why this older brother was angry.
他说他觉得他很好,
because he thought he was good.
他没有被父亲看中,
but his father did not look upon him as good.
那儿子回来了，他就高兴。
And when his younger brother came home, he was happy.
而给他预备那么好。
And prepares the best for him.
而且这个儿子里面想到的是他的朋友。
And this older brother, when he thought, he only think about his friends.
这些都构成了他生气的原因。
All these became reasons why he was angry.
但是真正他生气的原因，是因为他心灵里面没有父亲的地位。
But mostly it's because in his heart he does not have his father does not have a position.
或者说他不懂得父亲心里面的意思。
And it's because he did not understand what's in his father's heart.
他不懂得让父亲对着儿女的那个深切的爱。
He did not understand his father's love for the younger brother.
他只看到自己的好。
He only saw his own goodness.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
这一个好，
this goodness,
努力的做，
his work,
还有听话。
His obedience
都很好，
it's all good.
但是
but
里头没有个爱，
but in his heart there is no love.
所以他就落在自以为自己比他的弟弟好。
So in his heart he thought he was better than his younger brother.
所以他就去开始论断他的弟弟。
So he judged his younger brother.
去批评他的弟弟。
And to talk about his
brother. 不管是有这个事实也好，或者去猜测也好，
whether it was true or whether it was his guess,
而且去定罪他，
he condemned him.
这是大儿子的光景。
This is the situation of the older brother.
我们看看父亲。
Let's look at the father.
他说父亲，他说啊，我们一起来念好吧，三十一节和三十二节。
Let's read verses 31 and 32.
我们一起念。
Let's read together.
父亲对他说，
Mother said,
对吧？
Always
你常和我同在。
And everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again.He was lost.
所以我们理当欢喜快乐。弟兄姊妹，这一段的话实在是父子啊谈心，好吧。
And this is where the father and the son was speaking about their hearts.
当大儿子把他的心拨开来摆在父亲的面前，
When the older son opened up his heart before his father,
父亲也把他的心打开了。
The father also opened up his heart to his son.
圣经里面有一句话，很美的一句话，你对我的心讲话。
And in the Bible, there's a very beautiful verse that says, "You speak to my heart."
中文圣经把它换成，你用慈爱的话对我说。
And in Chinese, it's translated into, "You speak to my heart with kindness."
他大儿子对父亲讲他心中的话。
The older son spoke to the father from his heart.
父亲也对儿子谈谈他心中的话。
So the father also told his his older son his heart.
他说儿啊。
He said, "Son."
弟兄姊妹，这个话好。好慈祥啊。
Brothers and sisters, this voice is very kind.
好温柔啊。
And it's very gentle.
你这个儿子，是大儿子讲的话。
This older son said, "This son of yours."
但是父亲是儿啊。
But the father said, "Son."
你常和我同在。
You're always with me.
我们的关系那么多的亲密。
This relationship is so close.
小儿子远在天，也在远方。
His younger son was in the faraway place.
但是你跟我常常在一起。
But you and I are always together.
你的心在哪里？
Where is your heart?
我一切所有的都是你的。
Everything that I have is yours.
不要说一只山羊羔,
don't even mention a
不要说一个一只肥牛犊,
not even don't even mention a
我所有的儿啊,
everything I have is yours.
你懂得父亲的心吗?
Do you understand the heart of the Father?
只是你这个兄弟,
only this brother of yours.
你不承认他是你的弟弟,
even if you didn't recognize him as your brother.
你不愿意叫他是你的兄弟,
you're not willing to call him your brother.
儿啊, 我要告诉你,
but son, I have to tell you.
这是你的兄弟,
this is your brother.
你这位兄弟是什么? 是已经死去了。
This brother was dead.
当他离开家的时候,
when he left our house,
在我的心灵里面好像失去了人一样,
and in my heart is like that he is lost.
他失去了,他也死掉了,
he is lost and he was dead.
死在哪里? 死在过犯罪恶之中。
Where did he die? He died in transgression.
现在他回来了,
now he has returned.
他像复活一样,
it's like that he is resurrected.
他是我所失去的又重新得到了,
he was lost, now he's found.
为什么我要欢喜快乐?
Why is it that I was joyous?
因为人回来了,
because the person came back.
但是最重要的是他的心回到父亲的身上,
but the most important thing is his heart returned before his father.
让父亲在孩子里面有地位,
and let the father have a position in the son's heart.
这是做父亲的最大的欢乐,
and this is the greatest joy of a father.
他说所以我们理当欢喜快乐,
and of course we have to be
儿啊, 要高兴啊,
we have to be joyful.
这是你的兄弟,
because this is your brother.
我不是年纪老了很糊涂，我很清楚,
it's not because I'm of old age and confused. I'm
very clear. 父亲的感觉真是死而复活，失而又得。
Because in his father's heart, he sees the son as dead and is now alive, as lost and is found.
现在大儿子啊，儿啊，你呢？你怎么样？
And now, older son, what about you?
你不是跟我常在一起吗？
Weren't you always with me?
你心中有没有我呢?
In your heart,
你想到的是朋友, 你没有父亲,
you thought about your friends, but you don't think about your father.
你知道你弟弟去的时候, 我的心碎了。
Did you know that when your brother left, my heart was broken?
你常常跟我在一起, 你的心也不在我的身上, 我的心也碎了。
And even though you're always with me, I'm not in your heart, so my heart is also broken.
弟弟是失落在罪恶的里面,
your brother was lost in transgression and sin.
你却失落在自以为义的里头,
but you are lost in self-righteousness.
我的心也一样碎,
and my heart is broken.
现在我盼望得到的,
now I hope that I can have you.
我盼望拥有你,
I hope that I can have you.
不是我们两个人住在家里, 心切是怎么样? 背道而驰,
it's not like that because you're at our
我这父亲的心向着小儿子, 我的心也向着你。
My heart goes towards the younger son and also to you.
小儿子回来了, 你要不要回来?
The younger son is returned.
回心吧,
are you going to return?
回转吧,
turn around.
我永远等待着你的回来,
I'm always waiting for your return.
就像我永远等待着小儿子回来一样.
It's like I'm always waiting for my.
我怎样接纳小儿子?
How I accept my the younger son.
我也同样来接纳你.
I also accept you.
你也要死而复活.
You also have to be resurrected.
你也要死而又得.
And you have to, you also will be found after you're lost.
这个山羊羔是为你弟弟宰的.
This fattened calf was killed for your younger brother.
这个肥牛犊是为着你弟弟宰的.
And this fattened calf was killed for your brother.
这个肥牛犊也是为全家宰的.
And this fattened calf is also killed for the entire household.
这个肥牛犊也是为你宰的.
This fattened calf is also killed for you.
回来吧.
Return.
你要回家.
You need to return to home.
你不是身体回家, 你的心要回家.
Not only your body has to return to the home, your heart has to return to home.
进去吧, 我们进去吧.
Come on inside.
我们一同欢喜快乐吧.
Let us rejoice together.
啊, 这是父亲的心.
And that is the Father's heart.
好让我们可以跟父亲永远在一起.
So that we can be always with the Father.
And
we can rejoice with the Father. And the Bible stopped there.
没有,
we don't know what the answer was. The Lord left that to, for us to ponder.
但是, 虽然留给我们思想, 但是把父亲的心打开来让我们看。
Even though it's left for us to ponder, the Bible opens up the heart of the Father for us.
这里有一个问题, 究竟这里所说的大儿子是谁?
And here we have a question. Who is the older son?
是别人呢, 还是我呢?
Is it other people or is it me?
你知道主耶稣讲这一个故事是个比喻。
And Jesus, when he told the story, it is a parable.
而这个比喻是什么？是讲了一件事情。
This parable is about one thing.
但是呢，这个事情的背后又有另外指一件的事情。
But behind this thing, he pointed to another thing.
所以这里的父亲在比喻隐藏的背后，乃是说到我们在天上的父。
And behind this father is our Father in heaven.
天父的心盼望小儿子回来。
This Father in heaven, his heart is to hope that the younger son returns.
天父的心也盼望大儿子回来。
His Father in heaven also wants the older brother to return.
小儿子像什么? 像一个怎么样? 流浪在外那个后来很潦倒的那个破烂不堪的人。
And the younger son is like a prodigal son. He's out there and very poor.
大儿子像什么?
Who is the older son?
像一颗很漂亮的钻石。
It is like a very beautiful diamond.
你拿起来, 从每一个角度来欣赏它都觉得好棒啊,好漂亮。
And if you pick it up and look at it on all directions, it looks very beautiful.
你看看外面, 找不到任何的瑕疵。
From the outside, you cannot see any blemishes.
但是在专家的眼里面,
But in a specialist eyes,
放在一个他的那个检验的那个仪器的底下,
and under a microscope,
他发现在那外表美丽的里面, 藏着不知道有多少的瑕疵。
But among the outside beauty, inside there's a lot of blemishes.
像这个大儿子一样, 对不对? 那么听话, 那么努力地做事。
It's like this older brother, he was so obedient and worked so hard.
里面藏着的竟然没有父亲。
But inside, he doesn't have his father.
里面所想的都是想到他弟弟都不好。
Inside, he only thinks about how his younger brother is.
所想到是自己都好。
And thought about how good he is.
这是大儿子。
This is the older brother.
我不知道这个大儿子是谁。
I don't know who this older brother is.
但是在这一段的日子，主一直把那个大儿子那一种的形象摆在我的心灵里面。
But all these days, the Lord put this the image of the older brother in my heart.
这个大儿子不是别人,
this older brother isn't other people.
这个大儿子就是你。
And God said, this older brother is you. And when you're saved by grace, return to this home.
但是在信主以后,
but after you're saved, you know more and more.
主也接受你服侍了很多,
and the Lord has also asked to you to serve, and that there's a
reward.
And your life is grown.
但是弟兄姊妹,
now, do you think that all these things are because of your works? And when you look around you, you think that it's you like what you see?
你会觉得是常常在心灵里面在那边议论他们。
Or do you, in your heart, are you complaining about others?
在神儿们中间是这样子。
Is it like that among the children?
你我在家庭的里面是不是也是在那样彼此论断你的家人？
And in your family, are you complaining and judging your other family members?
你在工作的岗位的里面，你也是不是在那样论断你的同事、你的老板？
In the office, are you also judging your coworker and also your boss?
好像说别人都不好,
it's like other people are no good. It's just you are the good one.
弟兄姊妹, 就算你真的最好,
and even if you are the best,
若是没有爱,
if there is no love,
里面就充满了无限的瑕疵,
and in you are filled with blemishes.
若有爱, 就包容了一切。
And if there's love, it covers everything.
我们的好常常会叫我们失落。
And our goodness many times causes us to be lost.
我们需要归回。
We need to return.
我们需要回转。
And we have to return to home.
我们要从父亲那边领受，那是最好的。
We have to receive the best from our Father.
因为父亲的爱叫我们肯接纳,
because a father's love can help us to receive or accept others.
弟兄姊妹,当一个人他做的事情你很喜欢,叫你很高兴,你很容易接纳他。
And when somebody does something that you like, it's very easy to accept them.
但是若是有一个人,他做的你不喜欢,他讲的你也讨厌。
But if someone does something that you dislike or say something that you dislike,
你很难接纳他。
It's very difficult for you to accept them.
为什么?
Why?
因为是用自己的标准来衡量。
Because you use your own standard as a,
这个标准, 你我的标准里面没有爱。
And in our standard, there is no love.
你有从神而来的爱。
There is no love from God.
如果有这个爱,可以包容,
if there is this love, then you can cover and accept.
这是哥林多前书所说的。
It's what was said in 1 Corinthians.
而神的爱,现在主耶稣为我们挂在十字架上。
And God shown his love from the cross.
我一直想到主耶稣被挂在那里,是刑罚的挂在那里。
When I thought about Jesus was nailed on the cross as punishment.
他可以把他绑起来再钉吗?
Are we going to tie him up and
nail
him? Why did he open up his arms?
弟兄姊妹, 罪的刑罚压在他的身上,
when this burden of sin was on
him, 却叫他的心借着双手的展开, 把他的心向我们打开。
And when his arms opened up, he opened up his heart to us.
只要投奔他的人,
only those who go towards Christ, only those who go towards Christ,
他就接纳你, 就接纳我,
he will accept you. This is the love of God.
而他的爱要把我们脱离我们的罪恶,
the love of God causes us to be free from our sins. and free from ourselves.
而享受神恩典中的喜乐。
And that we can enjoy the joy, the rejoice in His joy.
这个喜乐。
This joy.
是不能够隐藏的。
Cannot be hidden.
所以有一首诗歌说，他说你的我有喜乐像江河。
So that's why there's a hymn that says, my joy is like a flowing river.
有没有会唱这首歌？
Do you know how to sing this hymn?
我们去，宝妹姊妹，你七个音我们一起唱。好，谁会唱？
Who knows how to sing?
好，就是我有喜乐啊，我有喜乐在像江河一直涌流。
It's like I have joy like a river.
你知道在圣经里面讲到从神殿里面有一条河流出来。
In the Bible, there's a river from the flowing from the temple.
启示录啊，以西结书里面告诉我们从殿里面流出来。
And in Isaiah, it says it's flow out from the temple.
启示录里面告诉我们是从宝座上有条生命水的河流出来。
And in the Revelation, it tells us this river flows from the throne.
这条河里面是生命。
And in this river, there's life.
生命里面充满了喜乐。
And in this life, it's filled with joy.
充满了爱。
Filled with love.
充满了平安。平安。
Filled with peace.
但是很稀奇的啊，在以西结书里面。
But it's wonderful that in Isaiah it says.
当这一个生命的河水流到所经过的地方，都充满着生命。
And this river of life, everywhere it flows to, is filled with life.
而且那个程度越来越深。
And it's deeper and deeper.
而且连那个树啊都可以结果子。
And even the trees can bear fruit.
但是当它流到那个死海的时候。
And when this river goes to the Dead Sea.
本来里面都没有活物的，都充满了那个很多的鱼。
And even though this Dead Sea originally did not have any living things,
那个很咸的水都变成了甜的水。
And this very salty water it becomes sweet water.
啊，结的果子都是甜美的果子。
And its fruits are all sweet.
所看的一切都是那么的新鲜。
And everything is new.
这就是父亲当看见有人回来的时候。
And this is when the father sees somebody return.
那个喜乐翻腾，这样一直漫溢涌流。
And its joy was just filled, overflowing.
但是有一个地方叫做泥泞之地，泥巴。
There's this mud puddle.
那个地方有水，但是怎么样啊？却不能够有雨可以有活物长在其中。
And even though there's water in this puddle, it cannot have a living thing growing.
这个泥泞就像大儿子一样。
And this mud puddle is like the older son.
在家里面却不属于这个家。
Even though he is in the house, he's not off the home.
这个泥泞里面在很努力的工作，但是怎么样，像奴隶一样，不像儿子。
Even though he was working so hard, he was like a slave, not like a son.
所以他里面没有活的东西出来。
And that's why in his heart there's not a living that's coming out of.
所以他会生气。
That's why he became angry.
因为是好像有水气什么，那湿湿的烂泥巴，反正叫你更痛苦。
And even though there's water, it's just wet. It doesn't have any. It can be more painful.
这个光景就说到我们的自满。
This tells us of our selfs.Satisfaction.
我们的自义
and our self-righteousness.
我们靠我们的好行为来讨神的喜欢
that we use our own works to try to please God.
所以生命的水冲不过去
so this living water cannot flow through.
所以这天这位父亲帮助这个大儿子
so this day the father helped this older son.
让父亲心中涌出来的爱的河水冲击你吧。
When this living water that flows out of his father's heart,
让你里面有爱
to give this son love,
让你里面有喜乐
and in the water there's joy,
让你的喜面有跟你的弟弟和好
that he can reconcile with the younger brother,
好让我们可以一同进到父亲的喜乐的里面
so we can all enter into the joy of the father,
愿神恩待我们。
May the Lord bless us.
如果我是小儿子，我回转跪到父亲那边。
If I'm the younger son and return to the father.
如果我是大儿子。
If I was the older brother.
求神把我们里面会定罪的人、论断的人、批评人的那个质疑，把我们拯救出来。
And may God save us from our self-righteousness and our spirit of judgment.
来享受父亲给我们预备的宴席。
That we can enjoy the feast that was prepared for us by the Father.
与父亲一同欢乐。
And to rejoice together with the Father.
我稍微说一点点，这一次 Billy Graham 的布道会。
Now let me say a little about this Billy Graham crusade.
可能有很多的做法我们不喜欢。
Maybe there are some things that they did that we're not so happy about.
可能甚至于他们唱的歌你也不喜欢。
Or maybe some of the songs that they sang we didn't like.
但我盼望我们不要批评，不要论断。
I hope that we will not judge. And complain.
因为这是一个过程。
Because this is a process.
我们要看看最后的结局。
We have to see the end goal.
因为第一天有七千个人去。
The first day there were 7,000 people there.
因为下雨。
Because it was raining.
但是还是有200人接受信主。
But there were 200 people that received the Lord.
第二天晚上，我不知道去了多少，好像
是
400人。
I don't know how many people.
大概
40,000。
有2,000人接受信主。
2,000 people received the Lord.
第三天晚上不知道。
The third day, I don't know.
但是至少第一天、第二天，有2,200个浪子回家。
And at least the first two days, there are 2,200 prodigal sons returned.
我们可不可以忘记前面的？
Can we forget what was before?
看见父亲在那边，天上的父亲在那边拥抱那么多的儿女回家。
Can we see the Heavenly Father there embracing all these prodigal sons?
让我们与他们一同欢喜快乐。
That we can rejoice with them together.
今天下午四点钟还有一次，最后的一次。
And today at 4 o'clock there's the final message.
他要讲到主的再来。
He was to Billy Graham was going to talk about the coming.
弟兄姊妹们有时间的话，请你们也可以参加这个聚会。
So if you have time, I hope that you can.
做复习是神借着格里汉博士在 Kansas 最后一次的布道会。
And through this last crusade of Dr. Billy Graham,
他让我们自己去，给我们带我们的朋友们去。
I hope that you can go and also bring your friends.
当一个人的名字写在天上的时候，天上生命册上的时候
，And when somebody's name is written in the book of life in heaven,
天上为他欢喜
，The heaven rejoice.
地上知道的人也要为他们欢喜快乐。
And on earth, those who know also rejoices.
盼望我们看见有更多世上的人归回到神的家。
And may more people of this earth will return to God.
感谢主。今天对我们说的话。
Thank the Lord for His words.
我们打开诗歌本39首。
Let's turn to Hymn 39.
请大家站起来，我们一起来唱。
Please stand.
39首。
Hymn 39.
你白色绿色人生 His blessedly. From our guilt His blood has washed us. 'Tis through Him our soul draws nigh. And thy Spirit too has taught us of our Father thus to cry. One that's taught in those young wonders in our folly far from thee. But thy grace our sin abounding rescue all from misery. So then garments of salvation thy water through is our place. We rejoice and now rejoice in the riches of thy grace. Now the prodigal has pardon, kissed us with the Father's love, killed the fatted calf and made us fit thy purpose to approve. It is meet we hear thee saying, we should merry be and glad. I have found my once lost children, now they live through yonder land. Abba, Father, we adore thee, while the host in hand above, we learn in us now the wonders of thy wisdom, grace, and love. Soon before thy throne assembled, that thy children shall proclaim of our Lord's redemption and how full is of our
sin.
We continue to stand and pray in response to the message.
Amen. 像一个镜子。